At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful little
mature list. Even.
Yeah, mature. And it sets off side two nicely. And I'm super excited to talk about the next song.
All right. Let's go to the next song then, because please. I think this is pretty great too.
Yeah, the title track.
Recommend measures for ending it. Lover, she simply slammed the door. She said, "You're gonna miss me.
This,
wait and you'll see."
The darkness is returned. This is an up-tempo song. It's got a nice little kick and beat. That bass line is fucking beautiful. But there is a deep underlining darkness of this track.
Yeah. I'm dumbfounded by this. This song. This song makes me dumb. This song is so vast, and it fills such a big space. I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do with this song.
Yeah.
This was one of the first songs that I can remember really enjoying high.
Yeah, sure.
And. You know, like right there, that guitar part. Whoa, fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm colored by that still. I don't know, but I don't know.
Well, it's got a lot of magic
to
it. You have this almost hypnotizing bass line that's carrying the whole thing through, and it's like just cook along beat. And just working that beat. There's not a lot of flash to it, but it's in a really nice pocket, right? And there's this mysterious, urgent, and sorrowful vocal going on here, but it's full of rage and desperation and regret in a couple of different fashions.
How is that even?
I don't know, man. This song is too much. This song is it's almost too much to handle. It's so fucking good.
And yet, is this song on your top 10 Tragedy of the Hip songs?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Oh, this is a big E for me.
Oh, wow.
I go fucking bananas for this song.
Okay. And yet we.
And the rant off here. This is.
Brilliant.
I and the shift in guitar, there's a turn it up right now. That's fucking intensity, man.
And you're right, there is pain and desperation in that last wail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
And this is just, this song feels, there's this, I don't know, you know,
what is it, like 3 minutes long?
Yeah, it's a short one. It's a really short one. And it just, but it just gets, carries this like simple, not simple, but it carries one sort of push throughout, but it just gets more erratic, and then it becomes this just completely open, almost jam, to end it. That's so just the shackles are off, you know.
Yeah, agreed.
And it's just free, and it's mean and intense. When that fucking rhythm kicks in there, that rhythm guitar is, that's a heavy little riff. That fucking,
yeah,
it's almost metal. Ding, ding,
it
ding,
really
ding,
is.
You know, that's not something they do.
No,
and it's really, it's very effective, and I can just listen to this song forever.
Is this your song? Well, I mean, save it till the end, but this song is
listen,
right?
It's between this and another one.
All right.
Yeah. This song, lyrically, I just go nuts for. There's nothing too mysterious, I think, lyrically in this track. It's pretty on its face for its what we're going for emotionally here, you know. But it's the execution. It's the execution that I think really sells it. And it's just those buildups, those perfect, you know, you're going to miss me. Just wait and you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that build and then the either move me or move right through me. That's and those land so fucking hard.
Yeah, I think this song, maybe of all the songs on this record, ages the best.
Yeah, it really sounds great today.
Yeah.
Yeah.